It's the 10th annual Festival of Nations, put on by the EBSC. That explosion of enthusiasm are Haitian students and community members supporting their compatriots on stage who are dancing in long skirts to Haitian pop music. Possibly the strongest voice you're hearing is Annika Johnson, age 16. She's recording with her phone and bouncing to the music. Her first language is Haitian Creole.
Bonjour, moi c'est Annika, moi fait Haïti, moi son Haïtien.
The Festival of Nations includes these live performances, Indian, Chinese, Panamanian. Tables line the Old National Events Plaza, where the students of various nationalities share their culture with visitors. The Japanese booth illustrates food, including chopsticks, important cities, religious shrines, and the Japanese language. Maureen Kasahara is one Japanese student.
Konnichiwa, otesu no namae wa Kazuhaya Marin desu. Nihon no Yokohama kara kimashita.
I want them to know about Japanese people's personality, like through talking with me.
At its core, the festival is a showcasing of the English as a Second Language, or ESL, program students through the Evansville-Vandenberg School Corporation.
Lions are cute animals, those are the ones. I don't know that I want to meet a cute animal in India, but that's what...
EBSC ESL middle school teacher Susan Reardon is checking over some presentation slides by student Feni Ben Chowdhury.
Okay. No,
the assignment is to create a slideshow contrasting her home, Gujarati, India, to Evansville, Indiana.
Show examples of homes, maybe languages, show those kind of things, okay?
This is the International Newcomers Academy for brand new ESL students.
If they're new to the country and new to the have a certain language level, then they will come to us and we will work on speaking, listening, reading, and writing.
In Reardon's class alone, there are 21 students in probably a dozen languages. Haitians, Indians, South and Central Americans. In other classes, Ukrainians, Marshallese, Dominicans, all using the ESL program to hone their English skills. Festival of Nations co-founder Janelle Nisley says the festival was birthed from the great cultural education teachers got from students.
And we just felt like it wasn't fair that we got all the goods. We got to see the good stuff. We got to hear about culture. We got to learn to know people from all over the world. And nobody else was getting that opportunity.
Neeti Moore is from India. She is event coordinator with the festival.
I believe it's important to celebrate as an immigrant myself. I think when you move to another place, another country, another city, you are constantly aware of how different you are and you're assimilating, you're trying to assimilate. But I think it's a great opportunity for immigrants to showcase who they are, be proud of their culture and their traditions, and they get an opportunity to share with the community at large and create networks.
She says this festival also helps connect Evansville to its own immigrant history. Over the past 10 years, Nisley says the festival grew from the cafeteria at Bossy High School to what it is today. She says there are more students and more variety today and more buy-in from the community.
People are starting to see that there is a huge and growing international population. And they're starting to recognize that this is something extraordinary that they now have an interesting opportunity to participate in.
For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.